100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon, 100 Word Stories Podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. So, let's do some stories. It's the weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. Something special about this one? 10 years this podcast has been going. It started off at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I jumped over to one a day until the day I die.com when I shifted over to this server. I've jumped a few servers over the years, switched from movable type to WordPress. Done this, done that, been on other podcasts, tried this out. Started off on 100 Words or Less Nesman. An old college friend did 100 Word Stories. I had some stories on Lincoln, so when Les Nesman came up, I was like, okay, I'll give it a try. And I got really into it. And then I started recording the stories, and then I was like, you know what, I ought to put these up on a separate feed. And all the people over there were like, I don't want to record the stories. My voice sounds stupid. Well, listen to how my voice sounds. So, that went on there, and then people were posting in the comments and this, and 100 Word Stories came back up, and they took 100wordstories.com because I let them. Big mistake, I guess. You know, it's all about branding, and right off the bat, yeah, internet expert. Duh. That was stupid. I'm sure I could buy it off them for a lot. Fuck them. One a day until the day I die.com, I like. And it's just so grim. But that's what it is. Everything you do is one a day. I mean, breathe, wake up, go to bed, shower. I mean, this is first world problems, I guess. If you're in the third world, run from the tiger. If there are any tigers left, you fucking asshole poachers. Yeah, I know. Just keep going, right? But we've got quite a few stories in. Let me read out to you who actually came home to roost. Here are the chickens. We got Normal Joe, Tura, Lizzie, Anima, Zachman, Serendipity, Jerry, Tom, and Richard, Jeffrey. Wait, more email. And then Muncie. And do I have to say Planet Z? Yeah, is the joke over yet? So I've explained that before, and it's up on the site. I explain why I do it. You know, the whatever. I just like changing my voice. And it's only fair that I come last. 10 years. But some folks go, oh, congratulations on 10 years of reading stories in Second Life. No. Voice hasn't been around that long. Just some of the things some folks have written. And, let me talk to you about something. Not like you have any choice unless you want to skip ahead. I mean, Mark Maron, you get sick of his rambling. I want to hear the fucking guest. So, there are all these weird, stupid social media, social networking theories I believe in. And Law of Triangles is one. A likes B, B likes C, A hates the hell out of C. Sometimes you're A, sometimes you're B, sometimes you're C. It sucks to be any of them in drama, but it is inevitable. There will always be conflict. So it's like, oh, I can't stand that person. You see them commenting in the other person's notes. And then you wind up getting rid of them both if you're a crazy fuck like me. And you like to keep it small and you like to keep it silent. And folks know, hey, don't antagonize them. Don't set them off by breathing. And, you could say it gets lonely, but I see it as quiet and peaceful. Is the word crazy maker? Everybody is a crazy maker in the end. Even you. You make yourself crazy. It must be strange for folks who are content and peaceful and deal with things to see wound up crazy asses like me fumble about in the world. Must be very sad. So we don't have any power here, but what I'll do is I'll take the laptop in to work or Starbucks or whatever after I record these. I'll download the other folks. It shows you I should have gotten this stuff prepped in advance. But I wasn't expecting a big show, and the reason is another one of my internet theories is X minus one, X and X plus one. X are the folks you're with that are sticking by you, and treat them well. If they're treating you well, treat them well. If you're treating them well, they will treat you well. It's mutual. It's a chicken and egg thing. It just happens. And it comes about naturally. And the folks that stick with you are the folks that have similar interests, similar motivations, similar damage. And the shit that you can't stand in yourself, you will see in them. So over time, you can hope to get used to it and understand that within yourself. The X minus ones are the folks that have left. Some of them had to go do other stuff. Some of them try it, and they're like, yeah, it was fine, okay. And they joyrode, and they moved on. And some of them you may have had conflict with because you saw the shit in them, and they saw the shit in you, and you couldn't deal with it. And that happens. It's inevitable. You know, ABC. Well, ABC. Fuck you, Disney. And you have to come to grips with it and understand and occasionally forgive and forget. I'm incapable of it. So, whoops. Well, that's a very sad life. So I write and create and imagine. I have a lot of time to daydream and take baths, which you'd think I'd smell better. But the X plus ones. Now, those are the ones that are like, oh, I wish this person would come on board. I wish this person would join in. The problem is if you do that too much, you wind up losing sight of the X, the folks that are there, the folks that have stuck by you, that you've stuck by. And if you abandon them, if you try to reach for something beyond your reach and you fall over the cliff, you lose it all. And you have to be comfortable with X. And then if the X plus ones decide to join in, the problem is now that they're a part of X, they've seen what you do to the other X when they strive for X plus one. So when X plus two comes around, why would they stick around? Because they know how you treat others when you're grabbing for something new. So you gotta be comfortable with the X. So with all of Tom's stats and all the, well, we did this and this number and that number and this and these oldies, and it's okay. They're in the past. If you're listening, I've said, hey, prove that you're not in the past. Say hi. You know, let me know what you're up to. Let me see what you're doing. I probably already know. I look at lots of folks' projects and things, and it's pretty cool what they're doing. But it's nice now and then. If it's so difficult to write out a whole comment, I think the like button is still there. But if it's not, too bad. Write like on your screen and click that. Drop a line. You know, hit a reply. An email isn't so hard. A tweet out isn't so bad. If you're following on Twitter, just reply and just say hi. That's it. You know? And it's good now and then. But I'm not going to throw X under the bus striving for that, seeking external validation, seeking acceptance. You got to find acceptance and validation within what you do, in what within yourself. And I've made a challenge for myself to write and record, and not to annoy the shit out of too many people and letting folks know and going with the opt-in. I could have written all the people. I've got emails for all the people that I've ever written for this thing. and all the podcasters I've ever dealt with, and all the this, and all the that. And I could have begged. I could have, oh, please come join in. And yet, if I had been the one sought out like that, I probably would have said, oh, God, I don't do that anymore. And, you know, some folks would be, oh, that's nice. Yeah, I'd love to give it a try. But I'd feel dirty about it. I believe in opt-in. I was part of a server farm company. I do software for server farms now and hosting. And opt-in is very important. You respect that. And if there's advertising and marketing, yeah, but you don't directly target folks. That's spam. That's obnoxious. And I also think advertising in some ways is obnoxious too. Sponsorship is okay, but advertising is just, you know, it's ugly. And it's mostly lies anyway. And folks who search and Google and look, and there are some folks out there that have said, hey, go over here and give it a try. And I've said, hey, this person said give it a try. And they try a little bit, and then they drop, or they get so busy in other projects. And it's okay. If they want to come back, if it comes back to mind, I know this sounds so passive-aggressive, but really, it's more of a respecting your privacy, respecting your priorities. And if you subscribe, you subscribe. I'm not trying to guilt you. I think it's cool that what you're doing is what you're doing. And if I see what you're doing, it's like, oh, cool, I might drop in and take a look and read this. I mean, yeah. Now my voice has gotten high. So, this is a little peek. I've probably rambled on this before. You're probably bored as shit over it. But y'all know to just skip ahead. Just keep skipping a minute. When the fuck is it going to end? So, 10 years of a new story every day. I know that there was a pause when Hurricane Ike hit for like a day, I think. Even though we never really lost power, we lost internet for a bit. When I broke my arm, that wasn't fun. And we'll probably get power back soon, but if it's not back by like 10:30, I'll wander into work and I'll do the Second Life read from there. And, I don't know. It's just, looking back, you can get so lost. I want to look forward. So many other things to imagine. Every so often, I'm like, oh, God, I can't come up with a fucking idea. And it's a drop back three and punt. And you just look through the slush pile. God, there are so many stories, and there are so many bad ideas, so many dumb ideas, so many angry, bitter, fuck this, fuck that ideas. And you move on. And the ones, you've seen the ones that make the feed. Oh my God, what the hell is he thinking in those? And you move on. And all the things that happen in the headlines, John Kerry breaking his leg on his bike, that'll probably be in a story. You just move on. And I could dwell on the folks that, oh, this person never came back, or this person, I'm glad they're gone, or oh, I wish this person would come in. If I had a wish list of folks that would join in, it would be pretty long. We've had 111 authors on that Relay for Life one before, but you know what? That felt dirty. That felt like I was trying to advertise the podcast instead of come up with a fundraiser. And I tried to think of a outside the box because I was sick of the, well, the gorilla, bail me out of virtual jail. I will take off my virtual hair. We'll have virtual this and virtual that. No, how about we write stories? Those will last. You can buy this virtual chair with purple on it and a ribbon for all the memory. You sit in it and you'll get cancer. Yeah, I went there. Well. The gathunk, you would think the power would have come back after that. But the last time we had a long, power outage. We had one of those kathunks from the Three Stooges fucking around with stuff, and they screwed up for like 2 days. It sucked. So, yeah. Let's get started with this thing, and I've already told you the folks that wrote for this one, and usually I wait until the end to thank people for being a part of it. I will thank you twice. I will thank you every moment I can for being a part of this and creating and dreaming and writing and thinking and sharing and having the courage to share something that you created with the risk of someone saying, God, that sucks. And I'm not the kind of person that's going to say, oh, that looks pretty, when you've drawn and scribbled on the wall and pissed on it and say it's art. Some of the stories have sucked. A lot of my stories suck. A lot of your stories suck. But a lot of them are good, too. And fun and amazing and go places that I could have never imagined. And I love that about the weekly challenges. There are things that you see that I could have never seen on my own. And possibilities and dreaming. There are so many different imaginations and wheels turning. Who am I to say that my wheel turns the best? And my imagination explores all the nooks and crannies. And it's cool to see different perspectives on it. And every week I am thrilled. I am excited to see what people come up with and how they present them. And the folks that just read them, as opposed to the folks that put all the effort into producing them and soundscaping them and all that, and the right music for them, they're all beautiful. And just even trying, I know, oh, you get a participation ribbon. In a way, you do, because it's more than the folks that don't try. That come up with excuses. Oh, I'm too busy. Oh, I'm not creative. My voice sounds so stupid. It's a gateless gate for those who never try. And I am proud of you for trying, and I'm glad that you're with me for as long as you are along this journey, for as long as I am. And when you take a break, it's okay, as long as you're coming up and dreaming and all that other stuff for other things, or if you're busy with other stuff that, yes, okay, that's important, focus on it, and it's all right. And I should probably pause this and think of more to say, but all this rambly stuff, I've said these things before, but I'm so grateful that you trust me with this. There aren't any legalese or any of this stuff. We have Creative Commons share alike, but if you wind up with some sort of book deal or something, and you have to take this, I'll fill you in the thing so that, you know, it's not a rain of shit on everyone. You go like, well, you know, they were up here before, but, you know, now they're in a book, and you factor that in. You know, I would do that with y'all if I were to ever get around to it, but no. This is what it's for. It's about it's kind of pure. You know, it's not, I hate the word sellout, but it is. I just want to keep writing. And let's say that one a day until the day I die. Let's say that I die. So the stories are up there. Okay, fine. If they're worth anything, you know, do whatever with them. It's not my problem anymore. You know, a collection. And maybe one of those, like Edvard Munch or whatever, or, God, I was about to say Van Gogh. The ego much. And I've said that before, too. I've said all this before. Over 10 years, you say a lot over and over. And you can only kill characters so many times. You can only explore the cave so many ways. The goblins will be there. The mission will be there. But as long as you keep dreaming and imagining, I think there are endless possibilities, and you guys see them, and together, I may give you an idea and you try something, and you may give me an idea and I explore something. And it's special. And I'm amazed at all the stuff folks have come up with. And I love going back through the archives and just seeing. And I'll see names there. It's like, well, I kind of miss them. I wonder what they would have come up with for this. Yeah. It's all right. It's all right. But I hope they're doing well. Still would be nice to know what they came up with. I think you've suffered enough. Now it's time to suffer through some stories. Thank you for putting up with this long ramble. We'll tack that on to the long thank yous of all the folks that have written, recorded, participated, vilified. There's one name that comes to mind. And seeing the hate and the bitterness in them lets me regret it within myself, and, you know, try to turn it around. And you got to get it out of you. You got to get that poison out of you. And it's still in me. It's still in me. I could have made this recording about, well, fuck you, all the people that have tried and then left and never came back, and screw you, and blah, blah, blah. It does not. It does not accomplish anything. It's just the poison that you drink, hoping the other will die. It happens. So, there's that. Let's hear some stories.
Greetings, Lebowski. Munzee here for your last week as Lebowski and the 10th anniversary of the 100 Word Stories podcast. Let's get our celebration on, shall we? Happy Anniversary by Christopher Monroe. 10 years ago today, a man had a dream that he would write a 100-word story a day, every day, forever. They may have called him mad, but here he is a decade later, keeping up the pace he's set for himself, providing us our daily story sustenance. And we, his Sunday writers, have joined him, pledging ourselves to his quest, writing our prompts and sending them in, rain or shine, without end as the years go by. Because he won't be done until the day he dies. And if we ever want to stop, we have to kill him. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. And, on a surprisingly joke-free note, congratulations, Lawrence, and thanks for the years of entertainment. I look forward to seeing what the future of your podcast will bring.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 475. Lawrence says that this week's topic is whatever I want it to be. Well, I'm afraid that I have no topic. I just have two stories, and if there's a topic in there, I guess you can figure it out. My first story is called Beginnings and Endings. Beginnings of stories are often the hardest to write. For his Game of Thrones series, George R.R. Martin had to write but one beginning that served him for thousands of pages. Marcel Proust, same thing. But a 100-word story? It's a new beginning every week. Clearly the tougher job. We have the better of the other side of the process, though. Will Martin ever finish his epic? Robert Jordan never did, and had to have Brandon Sanderson finish the Wheel of Time saga. But a drabble? Well, the odds are pretty good that the same author can begin and finish his masterpiece. Unless dinner intervenes, of course. And my second story is called Language. Language is infinitely malleable. Said one way, a word can have a particular meaning. Said with a different inflection, the same word can have the opposite meaning. Metaphors can embed themselves so deeply in the culture that a phrase can have meaning only as metaphor. We know what handling with kid gloves means, but few connect the phrase with goats. I work with lawyers who are masters at making words mean what they want the words to mean. Bill Clinton infamously said, "It depends what the meaning of is." My lawyers aim for Clintonian heights when part of their boilerplate language reads, The words and or are to be taken in their disjunctive and conjunctive meanings. Yes, I work with people who believe and means or, and vice versa. No wonder I'm often confused. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week when Lawrence picks an actual topic.
Good morning, everyone. This is Richard. And this is, as you know, the 10th anniversary podcast. Well, I haven't been around for quite that long, but it feels that way. And to be quite honest, I haven't tried that hard this week. Having recently become a multiple monkey, I think you've probably heard enough of me. So, one story, and it's called Urban Legend. Ever wondered where urban legends come from? Those stories of knife-wielding maniacs hiding in the back seat, alligators in the sewers, and waking in the bath to find you're missing a kidney. Stories you know can't possibly be true, but they might just be. They must come from somewhere, and I know just where that somewhere is. Every one of those myths is based on a story idea that I've had, scribbled down on a post-it note which has later mysteriously disappeared after my agent has called to see me. It's not exactly how I planned being published. Well, there you have it, all done and dusted. And congratulations, Lawrence, for keeping this thing going for 10 whole years. It's quite an achievement. Just think, if you'd murdered somebody, you'd probably be out by now. Never mind. Thanks to you, thanks to everyone who contributes, and I'll just disappear now. Until next time. Goodbye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And I've got four stories for you this evening. The first, Rocky the Barking Squirrel. Rocky moved in this week. Fucking brave squirrel, considering the 12 cats who live at different points of the deck. We haven't seen a squirrel about in about 20 years. It seems to be perpetually pissed off, barking at you like, "What the fuck you looking at, monkey boy?" Must say, he's quite good at leaping from limb to limb in the smallest forest in North America. Since most of the cats are well over 18 years old, Rocky might well make it. If Rocky starts getting those pine cones at the 60-foot level, I'll be one happy camper. Story 2. Pistachios are on the front seat. Of late, I have been drifting away from my local church. But from time to time, I'll run into a person I've shared a pew with. In the store, at the movies, or the farmer's market. It's usually awkward and full of gaps in the conversation. In an effort to find common ground, I remember the person I'm talking to is fond of pistachios. "We're going to Santa Rosa. I'll bring back some pistachios." "Oh, don't do that. I'm short of cash." I smile and tell them I'm not listening. They frown. Sometimes doing good is like pulling teeth. And the next story is about Lincoln, which oddly was never a topic. So it's been sitting around for 6 or 7 years. The title is, "Lincoln, Lincoln, I've Been Thinking." The war was going rather slow this week, and Lincoln found he had some spare time on his hands. So from under his desk, he pulled the old double X and took a double pull. Sitting on his desk was a piece of Tennessee hickory, a toy for Tad. Abe had been carving on it for weeks. Ironically, it was a bust of Booth. "Should I whittle or sand?" pondered Abe. The more he debated, the drunker he got. In the end, the angels of his better nature directed him to whittle. A souse divided against itself cannot sand. That was very bad. And the last story was actually the first story I wrote, but I've never sent it in. So 9.5 years later, here it is. The title is Epistemology. "Build a boat," said the voice. "You said you would never flood the earth," said the man. "I lied," said God. "You can't lie," yelled the man. "Oh, like I can't create a stone so heavy I can't lift it," whined God. Suddenly, a granite form the size of a moon appeared over the man. "Take it," said God. "What?" cried the man. "Hold out your hand," God commanded. The man did, and the stone felt light as a feather. "You couldn't lift this?" "Idiot, God doesn't have hands. Now go build that boat." The man walked away, completely stoned. And that's it. Happy anniversary, Lawrence. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Sailing out across Oklahoma on the man-made river and canal. Hey, hey, cowboy, you better watch out, or the riverboat sailor man will steal your gal. I never conceived or ever believed that in my life I'd see a big boat sailing up the Cimarron River out on the Lone Prairie.
Good evening, Lawrence. And it's a beautiful day in Oklahoma, as it always is. This is Jerry, and I am contributing a few words to your 10th anniversary podcast. This is marvelous that you've been on the air this long. A lot of good stories have gone under the bridge and down the river. And speaking of rivers, it's been a little wet here. And I know it's been a little wet down there. So keep dry, and here we go. I'm sorry, Lawrence, but this entire week, for some reason, the well has gone dry, and my mind is a blank. No ideas about what to say or how to say it. This week has been a real drag, and the old wheels are just not turning. You gave us free will to write anything at all for your 10th anniversary podcast, and I, to my shame, can think of not one subject on which to write. I know I am a disappointment to you, as I am to myself, and so, no, wait, I can write 100 words about...
But it gives my heart a thrill to see the big boat a-steaming through the jungle across the Oklahoma hills.
This is Serendipity, and this week I have three stories to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the 100 Word Story podcast. My first story is called 10-Year Anniversary. Can't believe we stayed together so long, especially with all your complaining. I could never do anything right or come up to your exacting standards. No matter how hard I tried, you always found fault and put me down. I stuck with it though, year after year after year. Can you believe we've been together for 10 years now? It was hard at first, but I stuck with it and I found ways to cope. Although, to be fair, you've been much quieter these last few years. Ever since I cut out your tongue and chained you in the basement. And now, my second story, which is called The Weekly Challenge. I hate Facebook, and I love the people who can't live without it. That's why I created The Weekly Challenge. Call it an experiment in social engineering. Every week, I post a challenge, and those idiots stupid enough to rise to the task are rewarded with my Facebook friendship. The challenges were simple at first, steal a bicycle, punch an old lady, poison a puppy. But soon, I was inciting torture and murder, and people were doing it. I'm still not sure what my crime actually was, but when they caught up with me, I was sent down for 10 years. My final story this week is called Whatever the Hell I Want. He was the uncooperative type, the sort for whom normal punishment for a life misspent was pointless. So what should I do with you? I asked as he stood arrogantly before me. Whatever the hell you want, came the reply. I smiled. This was going to be fun. So be it. The hell that I have chosen is this. I'm returning you to the mortal world, where you will write for my amusement. You will write 100-word story every day of your life. Every day until the day you die. And you'll write them in your own blood.
This is Zach Mann. Here goes. You want to get out of that cell? Asked a small man in a suit. That's my fairy godfather, said the troll. Yes, I am. And I will get you all out of that cell by turning the bars into cheese singles, he said. Matt looked at the bars and said, I can't believe this is real. It's definitely not real, responded the fairy godfather. It's processed American. Matt replied, I'm not sure I should go through with this, man. I've always had trouble with singles bars. Oh, come on. As a fairy godfather troll, I'm here to protect the rightfully accused.
Hey there, it's Anima with this week's submission for the weekly challenge. This is the triathlete. Exhausted, I fall on the sofa and gulp down my recovery drink. 11 long and slow miles are now done, and I'm tired but happy. One more weekly goal accomplished. I am what I consider a triathlete. Mostly, I try to run, slowly, try to swim, slightly better than a rock, and I try to bike. Downhill is better than uphill. I have little natural ability other than refusing to accept defeat or pay attention to the naysayers who think I should act my age and mind the grandchildren. But now I have 3 marathon finisher medals, so there. I hope you like that. It's a mostly true story. I do have more than 1 marathon finisher medal. So I hope you have a great day, and I can't wait till next week's challenge. Cheers!
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. When she dropped her cake, a murmur of excitement spread through the room. Miss Perfect had messed up. When she picked up the smashed pieces of cake and tried to put them back together on the plate, everyone chuckled. Everyone except him, the stranger with the pierced nose. He walked up to her slowly, sat on the floor, and got a few pieces that were still scattered about. Cake? He asked the crowd. No? Your loss. Since then, once a year, the two of them smash a cake to pieces and ask, Cake? No? To reply in unison, Your loss. Okay, so crap, it's the 10th. The 10th! I still remember the 7th. That's the year I started, yeah. I'm way behind, so I know you don't like this sort of thing, but, well, you'll have to put up with it this time, I'm afraid. It was because of your stories that I found my way back to writing. The first time I heard about your oath, I was intrigued. Then I realized you had a weekly challenge, and in my usual imprudent way, I thought I could take part. It took me a week to write the first drabble. For the life of me, I could not understand how you managed to write one a day. So now, several years later, and I'm happy to say a faster writing pace, both your daily stories and the weekly challenge are an important part of my writing process. They make me think about the value of each word, about rhythm, about the music that hides within the text, and above all, about how easy it is to come up with a story, but how difficult it is writing it in such a way that it actually works. For all this, thank you, and happy 10th. And I'll talk to everybody else next week. Bye-bye.
Tore Brazoino here, and for the 10th anniversary, I have two more stories about General Wei, who I've written about a few times before. His fanatical and stringent loyalty is not to the mere emperor of the day, nor to the people of the empire, but the empire itself. The first story is On Obedience. General Wei journeyed with his army to inspect the state of the people. At the town of Xi'in, he demanded passage. The governor of that town said, "See, the gates lie open to you, and none shall obstruct your path." General Wei then demanded supplies for his army. The governor replied, "We will provide whatever you need, at the army price decreed by the emperor." Then General Wei ordered the governor executed, and the town burned, saying, "An excess of obedience is rebellion. Willing servitude weakens the state. Only when the people are compelled against their will is order maintained." The second story, concerning heavenly and earthly virtue. The emperor decided to move the capital from Shengtsu to Shengye. Secretaries created plans to dismantle every building, from the imperial palaces down to the labourers' huts, and transport them 50 miles east, where the terrain at Shengye would be excavated and built up to replicate the topography of Shengtsu. General Wei said, "The conception of heaven exceeds the capacity of earth." Then he executed the secretaries and destroyed the plans, substituting a ritual observance of withdrawing a single nail from each building and hammering it back in, and redrawing maps to show the capital at its new official location. And best wishes for many years more.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 474, with the prompt of "whatever the heck you want," or words to that effect. So here's my story. When Durgle received the invitation to his 10-year high school reunion, he threw it away. "No one I want to see there." "Oh, come on," Bambi said. "It should be fun to see your old friends. I'll go with you if you want." Durgle spent the entire night watching Bambi laugh and joke with all of her friends and eventually explained that she graduated in 2008. It was Durgle who was a member of their graduating class. When he smiled and said hello, his classmates typically scratched their heads and asked if he had been in their woodshop class. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
When God cast Lucifer out of heaven, what happened to the fallen angels' wings? They fell to earth, burning up in the atmosphere, except for one feather. the one you see in my hand, the one I write with, the one I write all these dark and twisted stories with. The quill is always sharp, sharper than any I used before. For the past 10 years, it has never lost its edge. Sharp enough to draw the blood I use for ink. He whispers to me, dictating his rage, and calls for revenge. And ever his obedient servant, I write.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on, well, whatever the hell you wanted them to be on. I don't know what to say at this point. Let's keep going. Thank you to everyone who has been a part of the weekly challenge over the years. But especially the folks that are here now and trying every week. And if you want to let folks know, hey, give it a try. You see someone, you know, looking for, hey, what's that? Or what are other things you do? Hey, you might enjoy. That's okay. Just going out and spamming and, aggressively, press ganging people in, that's rude. That's not how I do things. It's also not the road to, I guess, what folks would call success. But that's for them. But next topic, I can't freaking remember. With the power out, I could check on my phone. Look up on the site, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The topic will be there, as it always is. It's always on the feed whenever I post to Facebook or Google+. Or Twitter, or all those other places, I tend to put the next topic. Push Bullet, I'm playing around with Push Bullet, although who uses Push Bullet? And come on back. And if you got the time, come on back. You got the imagination, come on back. Give it a try. And if not, take a break. Do other things. Catch a fish. Catch a fish in the act of larceny. And, you see? And now, I caught a fish. I caught a fish cheating on another fish. It was in, it did it at school, too, with its teacher. Oh, my God, that was sick. There, that's how stories come about. Look at things from the weird. Put on weird colored glasses. And, you'll see the world in a different light. I will see y'all tomorrow with yet another story. The one a day until the day I die.com. And as always, keep it brief.